That coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit well.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out or
bulge.
Okay. You might say this shirt isn't sanitized. I hope it won't
shrink.
Okay, the one I washed yesterday
shrunk.
Okay, and lately it seems like every one I've washed has
been shrinking.
Okay, or
shrunk.
Okay. If you know a woman who likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she really likes to
dress up.
Okay. Would you use a different word if it was a man?
No.
Okay. Something you carry your money in is a
purse.
Okay. If it was small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you'd call it a
billfold, a wallet.
Okay. Or if it was if it opened like this, then this is a little. I've got one. Something like this. What was
your coin purse?
What?
A coin purse.
Okay. Okay, what does a woman wear around her wrist? That
a bracelet.
Okay. And let's see. Suppose you have a lot of little things that are strung up, little round things strung up together, and used as jewelry around your neck. You'd call that
beads.
Okay, a what? A bead?
A necklace.
Okay.
Or a string of beads.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Okay. And when you make up the bed, what's the last thing that you pull up?
A bedspread.
Okay, any other names for it?
No.
Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And usually matching the sheets over the pillow, you have a...
Another sheet? The top sheet?
When you have to make up the bed, you put on the sheets, and then on the pillows you put...
A pillowcase.
Okay. And have you ever seen anything that's like a pillow, except it's about twice as long?
Those round,
yeah,
cylinder pillows.
Uh huh. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. So you had one of those things, and you might say it didn't go just part way across the bed. It went
all the way.
Okay. Hey, it didn't make any noise, and it comes off, and so I never know. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scraps of old clothes?
A quilt or a comforter.
Okay, is there a difference between a quilt and a comforter?
Oh, a quilt is just, can be any old way, and some quilts are real fancy and have a nice design.
Uh-huh.
And a comforter is generally thicker and more plush, something you would give someone as a baby gift or something.
Okay.
Okay.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children might especially like to sleep on?
A pallet.
Okay. And, okay, if you live on a farm and you have very much land at all, you probably have different kinds of land on your farm.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call the kind of land that it's low and it's along a stream and it probably gets overflowed in the spring and then later you can come back and plow it?
A swamp.
Okay, what's a swamp? Would you explain
it? It's a land that you quite often covered in water and has a lot of undergrowth and plants.
Okay, would a swamp be a big area or a small area?
Depends on how much water there is.
Okay, so it could be either.
Yeah.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very rich or very
fertile.
Okay. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass or clover or something for hay?
A meadow.
Okay.